Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The answer to the question, why do smart kids do stupid things, has nothing to do with the thinking part of their brain. That part of their brain is absolutely fine. What's under construction, what's out to lunch, so to speak, is the impulse control center of the brain. The part of the brain that helps them assess risk. And so, you know, when smart kids do stupid things and you say, well, what were you thinking? When they say, well, I wasn't thinking, actually, they're right. The impulse part of the brain, the emotional part of the brain kind of took charge and overrode the thinking, considered judgment part of the brain, which is now we understand much better why do they act that way.
So as a parent, are there sort of frameworks or guidelines that we can put on them, or is it just sort of consequences after they do something crazy?
Great question. If a teenager heard what I just said, a teenager might say, well, see, you can't hold me responsible. It's what's going on in my brain. Well, excuse and explanation might be close in the dictionary, but they're not the same thing. And so we can't let this explanation function as an excuse. Why? Because of what we talked about a half an hour ago. Experiences that we have during the growth spurt of the brain have a bigger impact than at any other time during my life. So we don't just let the clock run out and, you know, wait for their prefrontal cortex to mature. What we have to make sure that we do is give them plenty of experiences where they are learning to assess risk, where they're learning to manage impulses. And so that's where the whole limits and consequences comes in. You know, part of the art of parenting is, loosening up as kids get older, but not letting go. And that's important because, what teenagers are doing, and it's developmentally appropriate, what teenagers are doing during those years is they're asking for a divorce. And the request for divorce sounds like this: get off my back. Leave me alone. Nobody else's parents are like you. Well, the mistake that some parents are making is they are granting the divorce that their kids are asking for, because they still need that connection and they still need those limits and consequences. Maybe not the same way they did when they were 5 years old, but they still need limits and consequences. And that really turns out to be the most effective way to deal with these adolescent kind of arguments that go back and forth.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.